and you raised the point about primary schools. Perhaps we might just have a... How many primary school teachers are in the audience today? Because although we hear a lot about whether people should be giving up or carrying on with history at 14 or 16, at the other end of this story, or the beginning of this story, is, as it were, what they're learning in primary schools. Is Andrew Wren here, who has a question on that? Andrew, do you want to ask your question? I'm not sure you're going to get much by way of informed answer, but it's a very important question to pose.
Andrew Wren, I'm a history advisor in Cambridgeshire and a member of the HA. Would the panel like to comment on what they think the role of teaching history might be in primary schools? I think I'll ask Steve that one.
Did you all hear that?
Empathy or analysis of source, for a start. I think you've got to make it interesting and fascinating. It's for primary schools, I think it is interesting and fascinating, the story, but also tied into their localities. I think that's a very important part of it, because they can associate with that and associate with what is happening around them, how their society has developed. I have come across, to show that I'm also a bit progressive, a very good example of what I think is very good teaching of history in Brighton College, which is a public school in Brighton.
Ken, we're on primary schools at the moment. Can we just stay with
that,
please?
I'm sorry, okay.
Primary school teachers, I think. It would be rather good to hear from them if you're willing to do so. I wasn't seeking to trap you into, as it were, declaring your knowledge of this, but if any of those people who said they were primary school teachers would like to speak on this, I think we'd really like to hear from you. You willing to do so?
Yes.
One over there. Good.
I'm actually masquerading because although I'm was a primary teacher, I'm now involved in initial teacher education, where I'm training primary teachers. But my subject is history. Mm-hmm. So I think that we have to stop underestimating what young children can do in primary school. And we have to stop underestimating what primary teachers can do with history in school. It is still one of the most popular subjects with both teachers and children, but it also suffers from some of the same problems that you have in secondary in terms of time, in terms of input in initial teacher education, and in terms of subject knowledge of those that are teaching it and the CPD, the continuing professional development that they get. And what is very frustrating for me as somebody who's coming from the primary area is that I come to things like this and all we ever really talk about is secondary. And yet there are enormous numbers of people out in primary trying to do a really good job and prepare children to come into and give children that love and enthusiasm and passion that you want them to have, but we never really talk about or help those primary teachers to develop that or acknowledge what a lot of them are trying to do either.
I think that's a very well-made point, and it's one that we should take away and think about, that's to say, how we might do some of the things that you've just suggested. Is there anyone else who wants...
As I've got lots of grandchildren, I bought recently lots of primary school books on history, and I must say, they're absolutely wonderful. I think they're very much better than the generation I had, covering the whole range of history, and not only our history, but other countries as well. And the material is there. I don't know, you're involved in primary. Do you agree with that? I think that the amount of interesting books, colourful pictures, and all the rest of it is really outstanding today, probably the best we've ever had. Do your primary teachers agree with that?
Please.
I have to apologise, a secondary school teacher commenting on primary school, and I am ashamed to say that the only primary school teachers I tend to bump into are at barbecues and things like that. I don't know many primary school teachers personally. However, Andrew Wren invited me a long time ago now, 7 years ago, I think, to be involved in a project where history teachers from secondary schools would go into a local primary school in their catchment area and teach 5 or 6 hours of history and would plan those history lessons with that primary school teacher. And it was a wonderful opportunity. I had no idea that primary school pupils were able to do the sorts of things with history that we did. And I agree with you, Ken, that the love of history should be inspired in primary school. I think there are several pressures on primary school's time for history, and also the subject specialism, which in secondary school is obviously more available. But in primary schools, the project did teach me that primary school teachers are more than capable of teaching history if they're trained to teach history. However, there is a squeeze on primary school curriculum time for history, which worries me enormously. SATs, I mean, for goodness sake, in year six, how much real history can you do if you're having children jumping through hoops just to pass an exam and the results themselves are spurious? I would rather that they did real history. I think also the discussions of the coalition to do with chronology and this a narrative approach to history, which generally I support a chronological approach to history. That's how I teach it in my school. And if I took a straw poll, I'm sure that the way in which you teach history at Key Stage 3 roughly is chronological. You don't flit all over the place. When that's applied to primary school, there are other complexities that I hadn't quite appreciated. A friend of mine who's down in Devon said that in some village schools, year three and year four are taught in the same class, and year five and year six are taught in the same class. So how can you have a chronological approach if they're both doing the same thing, and then do year threes the next year do the same topic again, just in more depth? Or I think just a simple chronology beginning in year one and going to year nine, I don't think it can work that way. So I think we need to look really seriously at the primary history curriculum and look at what links there can be between the secondary and primary schools. But I would like more opportunities for secondary school history teachers to go into their local primary schools and help them with their history teaching.
Chris.
Yeah, and one of the besetting problems of English education is this rigorous divide that we have always tended to assume happens around the age of 11. And almost everybody in the audience who is a practitioner is a secondary history teacher. And I think there is a danger that we have to avoid, which goes a little like this. People in universities frequently say it would be hugely better if they were taught better at A-level. And A-level teachers frequently say, well, of course, the real problem is that GCSE just doesn't give them the chronology. And secondary school teachers say, well, it would be so much better if they came out of primary. And the primary teachers say they just can't concentrate. It would be so much better if they were taught to do that in reception. And the reception teachers say it's what they bring from home. And at home we say, well, she didn't get it from my side of the family. And the self-denying ordinance here is that we ought to remember that the world can look very different from different parts of the education system. And one of the things that primary teachers are doing is to teach children who are 5 years old, who are 6 years old, who are 7 years old. They're not just teaching them to be ready to be 9 or 10 or 11. So I think we should get, to some extent, be what we most want, I suspect, from primary schools is people who come into secondary schools switched on to learning. That's the most important thing.
Does anyone else who admitted to being a primary school teacher actually want to say anything about this? Since, please.
Thank you. My name is Katie Monahan, and I've just literally finished my PGCE here in primary education with a specialism in history. So I will admit straight off to probably being a little bit idealistic at this point about what primary history can achieve.
We like idealism.
I would echo what the panel has said about from my experiences of teaching and observing history teaching in primary schools. It's amazing what even the youngest children can achieve when you give them something that's relevant to them. And I also agree with what's been said about primary history having to start with the local and the specific. So when you give young children the opportunity to talk about their own history, they can be extremely verbal and extremely sort of, they can give fantastic descriptions of what their own history is. And then it's a case of developing that out into the wider scale. Just in terms of what's been said about the primary curriculum, I'm actually quite a fan of the primary history curriculum as it stands. I think it's quite good, but I think it's, and it has quite a lot of freedom, but I think the huge amount of non-specialist primary teachers in the country to an extent misunderstand it. The number of lessons that I've seen teaching on the Great Fire of London and the plague and Florence Nightingale as the significant events and the significant people who are taught in Key Stage 1 is quite depressing. And I can understand the relevance of teaching the Great Fire of London in London primary schools, but I don't understand its relevance in Newcastle. So I think in that sense, we need to be thinking about the relevance of the primary curriculum in terms of the locality to where the to the children who are learning their own history and what they're learning about.
Okay. Well, thank you all for that. I have to say my conclusion on the basis of what's been said about history in primary schools is it's time I went back to primary school and started learning history all over again. It sounds just the place where one ought to go.